Continuing with fuel prices, an organization is asking the federal government to support communities at risk. The Australian Council of Social Services released their national sector brief, outlining what the struggles communities face with fuel prices, cost of living, and weather events. They're asking the Albanese government to deliver targeted support to aged care, disability services, and other community sectors, as well as First Nations communities and regional areas. I started asking Program Director of Community Services at ACOS, Rob Storock, what the sector brief revealed.
ACOS were the national peak body for community services. A lot of those frontline essential services that people see in their communities across the country. Given everything that's been going on with the recent disruptions for fuel and the broader supply chains, with the extreme weather events, particularly up north, we held what we would call an emergency consultation with our membership from across the country to understand better from them what are the impacts they're seeing, not just to their services in their own organisations, but to people on low incomes and people experiencing poverty, disadvantage and hardship. And what we heard back was, you know, already only, you know, 3-4 weeks into this crisis, we're seeing a lot of acute and direct impacts on communities around the country. Obviously, there's the fuel affordability and supply issues, but that's having a flow-on effect into communities with, particularly in regional and remote areas, with risks to food supplies, risks to broader transport, travel and logistics, and particularly for vulnerable people trying to access frontline services. So this consultation, we thought, was a really important part of the national contribution to the plan at the moment.
Now, what are some of the other concerns members have mentioned about fuel supply, price increases, weather events, etc.?
So, look, the heart of this for us is making sure that people on our lowest incomes that are already doing it the hardest have the support and the assistance they need. And that's where our focus will be at the moment. And, you know, what we heard from members is that particularly in regional, rural, remote communities, it's harder for workers to afford the trips to visit people in their homes or at community centres to provide, you know, vital services. This could be aged care support. This might be financial counselling, community legal support, and especially people who need help with responding to domestic, family and sexual violence.
Now, you mentioned that mostly regional communities are the most affected. Who else is most affected by this issue?
Well, look, the other key part of our community that will be affected will be particularly First Nations communities, obviously out in remote and very remote areas as well. Again, sort of can be very reliant on diesel energy supplies. They're very much front of our advocacy to the federal government on what a policy response looks like. There's already, obviously, you know, a far higher price that remote communities have to pay for fundamentals and groceries and other essentials. So one of the things that we're calling for is we want to see an immediate increase to what is known as the remote area allowance, which has not moved in decades, because people out in those remote areas really need help to just be able to afford the essentials as the cost of things are escalating. And that's something we're going to be continue to discuss with the government.
And what other proposals is ACOS telling the federal government to release the pressure about this issue?
What we really want to see at this point in the crisis is targeted, efficient and effective financial relief for low-income households. You know, we have a series of sophisticated government payment systems in the social security space that we know the government can use to provide immediate financial relief to those that are doing it the toughest. We'd like to see that happen immediately. Also, for community service organisations, they're just going to need to be empowered and supported by different levels of government, really, to recalibrate and tailor their frontline essential services to fit the local community needs. They'll be the ones best placed to determine what their community needs at this particular point in time, where are the gaps and how they can best respond. That was one of the lessons we all learned from COVID, is that community-led local solutions are just so critical in a crisis. They're two of the main sort of positives we would love to see the government pull. Also, in relation to people who are looking for jobs at the moment, you know, we want to make sure that there is very clear advice and guidance coming out that job seekers do not have to be going to interviews and activities in person, that they can be using online appointments or over the phone to make sure that they can cut back on their fuel use at the moment, given that, again, they're some of the people doing it the toughest. So this would be something that, you know, we really think that the federal government has some policy levers it could pull today as part of this crisis response, as well as we're very keen to work with federal government and the Fuel Supply Task Force going forward at what a really holistic national response looks like as this crisis unfolds in the next couple of weeks.
That was Program Director of Community Services at ACOS, Rob Storak.